Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. I will catch up with them in just a few minutes. But first, modern methods of construction, also known as MMC, is an industry term used to describe a range of manufacturing and innovative alternatives to traditional construction. It's described as becoming a central part of how Ireland builds, the factory built and off-site approaches that allow homes and buildings to be made faster to a consistent quality and in safer, more controlled conditions. Tomorrow, Extreme Balconies in Clane is bringing the industry together for a national event on MMC. It's part of SkillNet MMC Accelerate, a national initiative supporting the sector to adopt these methods, and it brings that conversation here to Kildare. Now, Dr. Alan Hoare leads the national initiative and joins me now on the line. Good morning, Dr. Hoare. Thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning, Hannah. Delighted to be with you.
So the first question to ask, and what listeners are probably wondering, is how does modern methods of construction, MMC, differ? Like, what's different from it compared to traditional construction methods and how it's used in Ireland?
Well, modern methods of construction involve moving more construction activity from site into a more controlled manufacturing environment. So instead of building everything on the site, many components can now be designed digitally and manufactured before and be transported as the construction, as the early construction takes place. So this improves the quality, productivity, safety, sustainability, but above all, it's speed. Mm. This is what it delivers. It's far more efficient than traditional methods. It's not a silver bullet, but it can significantly help.
And there seems to be a lot of attention on it at the moment, MMC. I mean, there are a lot of action plans being published by the likes of the government. Is it because, as you were saying, it's not maybe the answer to everything, but it sounds like it's becoming a more popular method of building. I mean, how has it grown in Ireland over the years?
Well, Ireland has, not like many developed countries, has significant challenges around housing, delivery, infrastructure, productivity challenges, and of course our sustainability imperative, you know, the need to reduce carbon footprint. So MMC can really help with addressing these challenges by enabling faster project delivery and reducing waste, improving quality and so forth. Mm. Now the Irish government need to be, I suppose, praised in many respects because they have taken a very proactive approach. Following from the Export Future Skills Needs Report in 2024, the Department of Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science produced a MMC roadmap. And that is now, they're now working their way through that. And one of those actions includes the formation of this SkillNet MMC Accelerate Initiative, which is focusing on the skills and the talent needed to adopt more modern methods in the future. So the government has been very proactive. And we also, you may be aware, that there's a new demonstration park being built in Mount Lucas. A new MMC demonstration park, again, a significant investment by the government, where they're going to be able to build various sort of MMC types on the site and also be used as a research lab in many respects, learning from these new methods.
Mm, and do we have enough data on, I mean, how much faster homes can be built or buildings in general can be built by using the likes of MMC?
Well, yes, I mean, there's nothing really new about MMC, Hannah. I mean, 65% of all housing, for example, in Ireland is built using 2D panelized timber frame. Mm. So, you know, it's relatively embedded into construction at the moment. And many listeners may be aware of the narrative around modular homes and so forth. But, of course, when you look at MMC, it's very broad. Everything from, say, 3D volumetric, you know, turnkey, put the kettle on solution to 2D panelized timber frame like HDL. 3D printing, for example, is another recent innovation. I know there was a development in Louth in the last year. But also, primary and non-primary structural components like timber frame, steel frame, but also any kind of innovations with existing products like, you know, robotics are used in say, bricklaying, or indeed even bringing into place building information modelling, artificial intelligence, any methodology really that kind of sort of improves the productivity of construction. And we're starting to see that now in housing. For example, tomorrow the two largest house builders in Ireland will be at the event, Glenveagh and Cairn. And together they built 5,000 homes last year. So, and they're using modern methods. You may be aware, Glenveagh have a factory in Carlow, the newer factory. So absolutely, we're seeing MMC coming more and more to the fore. We can see data centres, life science facilities being built by Irish companies both in Ireland and across the world using offsite solutions.
And would it also help? I mean, we have a shortage of construction workers in Ireland at the moment, despite all the campaigns being done by the government to try and get people abroad back into Ireland to help build houses here. Is that where something like MMC is really helping the sector with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we still need the labour. That's still needed. But perhaps we could employ them in more regional locations, in factory settings where they're living closer to their homes. If this is a more sustainable solution, so these modern manufacturing facilities can create employment. It's also a beacon to attract the maybe get greater gender balance in construction, you know, attract more youth into the industry. Because really, what's happening in construction, not like other industries, we're becoming smarter. We're using more technology, and therefore it's an opportunity to attract new people into the industry. Because, you know, construction can have a connotation of being, you know, working on a site, muddy boots, all that, male-dominated. So this creates exciting career opportunities that combine technology, manufacturing, sustainability. Young people are needed in this industry. So, but in the future in construction, they'll be working with robots, they'll be digitally designing, they'll be working with AI and other technologies, and jobs that did not exist a generation ago.
And is that the kind of stuff that will be discussed tomorrow in Clane? Again, that there's that national event on about MMC. Is that if people were attending or wanted to attend, that's the kind of conversations that would be had tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow's an interesting event. Extreme Balconies is a fantastic Irish story. You know, one might look at balconies and say, well, they're quite a relatively small part of building. But what you're going to see tomorrow is a highly engineered product built on scale. So when you have people like Cairn and people like Glenveagh ordering thousands of balconies, that requires a manufacturing thought process. It requires precision and engineering that we haven't really associated with construction before. Typically, you know, when you're building a home, you have to go to site to measure the windows and the doors, and in this case, the balconies. But because these are built using smart tech, building information, modelling and so forth, they can be manufacturing these as the foundations are being constructed. So visitors are going to see firsthand products being designed, engineered, manufactured, and actually also quality assured. We've been at this, I think this is our 15th event tomorrow. We've been in facilities like Abbottstown, the Kilsarran developed site there in Kildare, where we actually saw, as the twin wall construction being built for apartments, there's pictures and the information being taken. So the quality assured is sort of automated as the manufacturing process takes place. And that's assuring the client that they're getting a quality product.
Doctor,
I think you're going to hear from both these builders tomorrow that they're endorsing this solution, you know.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Hoare, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Dr. Alan Hoare in relation to the SkillNet MMC Accelerate, the event details of tomorrow, which is happening in Clane between 9:30 and 1:00 tomorrow, located in Lochbollard Commons in Clane. Dr. Hoare, thanks so much for joining us on the show. That's Dr. Alan